Hey there, I'm Brad. I'm about to win the Tuesday Night Bowling League Championship. I'm also a highway worker for the Ohio Department of Transportation. When you move over and slow down, you're making sure I can bowl the winning strike with my buddies.
Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Hoodie Frecks in the house.
Hoodie Frecks.
Coming up on today's pod, a 2009 retrospective. Going viral. Is it worth it? Hypochondria. I've got it. All that and more. Hit the music. But here we go. Let's get these questions from the DMs.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's what I heard. So what do you want to tell you? Well, we're in trouble.
What did we do, Frex? What happened?
We went viral on TikTok and people are mad.
Yeah. What? 1.7 million? Is that right?
Okay. So I posted that. So as you know, I've been on a long posting hiatus. I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
Right. Winter blues.
I was just like, this is annoying. Yeah. I don't want to make a clip right now. Right. But I put on my schedule. I said, I'm waking up at 6 tomorrow. I'm just forcing myself to make 4 clips out of this episode. Whether I post them or not, doesn't matter. You just got to get back in the game.
Yeah.
So I made a super long, like a 3-4 minute clip of Dee's nurse on the plane story from last week's episode.
Great story.
Yeah. I posted it on TikTok, expecting what always happens to happen, which is not a single soul on this planet watches it or cares.
A complete turkey.
And I said, I'm fine with that. No one's going to watch this. I tagged like nurses of TikTok, everything.
Yeah.
Okay. 1.7 million views. But that's not even like, I love the views. That's all good. But it seems that like the 600 most annoying people on this planet have come together and converged in one comment section. And we have started a dentist versus nurse civil war.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about just turning the comments off. Like, I'm overwhelmed. I can't take it.
What kind of stuff is in the comments that's driving all
like,
the...
What's with the dentist hate? I hope you never have a medical emergency. Because in the clip, Dee made a joke like that. She said, "Is there a doctor on the plane?" And someone said, "I'm a dentist." And right. She goes, "Yeah, buddy, sit down."
Right.
And then she said,
which we all laughed at. Yeah, thought was very funny.
It's like a goof. Who cares? And then I obviously don't hate dentists. First of all, do you know who my lifelong dentist was? Edward J. Zuckerberg. Does that name ring a bell to you?
Zuckerberg sounds familiar. Is it the same?
It is Mark Zuckerberg's father.
No shit.
I went to my dentist, was in his house, Mark Zuckerberg's childhood home.
Really?
And for my entire life, so I was like 21, I went to the Honorable Mr. Zuckerberg, Dr. Edward J. Zuckerberg's house. He did my front tooth, which is chipped, so he owes me a little scratch.
I assume he's not practicing anymore.
No.
That guy's got him done.
No. I remember, and my grandfather went there too, and I remember him being like, Dr. Zuckerberg, we catch everyone up. How's your son doing? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, he dropped out of Harvard. He started something. This is my grandpa retelling me. Yeah. Dr. Zuckerberg said his son dropped out of Harvard and started something called theface.com.
Right.
So, listen, I'm not anti-dentist. I love the dentist.
Yeah.
I go to the dentist every 6 months. It's a joke.
It's a joke. And also, let's be a little serious here. If there's an issue on the plane, you'd rather have Dee working on you than
right.
a dentist.
But then people are getting involved saying like, so disrespectful. What's with the dentist hate? And then what's really, really getting me going is that people are just fighting about like, what is a AAA, like abdominal aortic aneurysm, don't even know what it is. yeah, right, she would diagnose that first. I just went to Google. I looked it up. If an incision is necessary, a simple RN can't do that. I don't know. Just so annoying. I'm like, who comments? Like, then some people commented so funny, like, totally get it. I love them. I liked it all. Yeah. They're like, yeah, LOL. And the ER doctor just watching from one row back, not saying anything. Or people, some people get the joke. They like, I'm dead. So funny. I'm cackling. This sent me, blah, blah, blah. God bless those people. That's all you should be commenting on a TikTok.
Yeah.
I mean, we've started a true civil war. I'm talking like 1,000 comments fighting back and forth.
Yeah.
About the nobility of dentistry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I go, you know, my whole life I've always had a small but very engaged audience.
Yeah.
And I think that that's just the way to be.
The small engaged audience.
Yeah, that's what I've always had. Like,
yeah, I agree. I think that the best way to be is to be somebody that is famous enough to continuously work, right, and people think, oh, that person's great, and that's it. Outside of that, it's all torture.
I mean, just to have something go out into the world, then you have to hear from so many people about it. I guess that is the name of the game.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that there is a time where comedy used to be
funny.
Certainly. Yeah.
It used to be funny.
If you did something like Mel Brooks, where you did Springtime for Hitler and the producers, you could expect some kind of pushback and people to be like, what the hell is this? You know,
right,
for the people that don't get
it. But a TikTok clip about a nurse on a plane.
Right.
That's I mean, I'm like, how do so many people just like not just laugh and go, ha ha, and just keep scrolling?
Exactly.
They go, no, I got to hit the comments on this one.
Yeah, because I think, I guess there is like every faction of everything has a version of their own TikTok where it's like there's dentist TikTok.
Yeah.
Because Dee was even saying there's nurse
TikTok.
Everyone's
like, actually, my boyfriend is in dentistry school and they actually do rounds in hospitals. They are real medical professionals and you just dismiss dentists? Oh, man.
It's ridiculous.
It's
but,
okay.
You know.
It's all in good fun. But then if you met those people in real life who seem so annoying in the comments, they'd be totally fine.
Yes.
But then I go, maybe I'm just too forgiving of the human race. I'm always trying to see the best in people. And then you get involved in a comment section and you go, I can't. I can't. I simply can't be in this society.
It's where humanity just really turns the other cheek. It gets bad.
Our audience has requested a no-cut episode. They don't want any cuts in this episode. A no-cut app.
Meaning your cuts.
Meaning my
your
cuts.
Editorial
they don't want my
decisions.
Fresh super cuts. But they don't understand that the things I cut out are me like diagnosing celebrities with autism. It's not appropriate. And now that I know that someone actually might watch this.
Yeah. Right. Once you go viral, the last thing you want to have is the diagnosis of the autistic.
I mean, how many people have
there?
Come on here and diagnosed with autism? I cut all that out. Sometimes you go on a monologue. I cut that out.
Yeah, I know. I've been cut quite a bit from this show. But
that's not today.
Fine.
Today's a no-cut ep.
You're going to cut. Come on. No. There's no way this ends up being no-cut.
No, I promised. I forget the name of the YouTube commenter, but I promised. I said no-cut ep, and you'll see why we cut.
All right.
Now, who has autism? Here we go. Just name a celeb and let me start my diagnosis. People also like the new format from last week.
It's a hit.
It's a hit.
We knew it would be.
Our small but engaged audience loves it.
Yeah.
And I live for our small but engaged audience. So is it worth it to go viral? We don't know. What else? Oh, you know how some people do restaurant week? It's restaurant week in New York right now. I'm doing doctor week.
Yeah.
I'm seeing all the doctors this week. I'm allowing my hypochondria to really flex.
This is when you're supposed to do it, the beginning of the year.
I know.
Get your
Queen
Bill health
now.
Then
that deductible.
Yeah. Well, that's
I just paid $540 because of my deductible. But I paid it. Now I can get as much stupid shit as I want done all year.
Yeah.
Because it's covered. I just came from a brain MRI. What
do you think is wrong with you?
Okay. I'll tell you. So, no, this is a real thing. I haven't driven in 2 years because I was getting dizzy while I was driving.
Yeah. Okay.
I've had a million eye checks. I've had all my blood work done, this, that, and the other. My eyes are perfect. So everyone kept saying, you should probably see a neurologist. And I always felt that was extreme. This has been going on 2 years.
Yeah.
I go, that's extreme. But then I said, okay, I'll bite. Why not?
Yeah.
And so I went to the neurologist and he's like, you should get a brain thing. So I just went and now have you ever gotten a brain MRI?
Once. Yeah.
Okay. How long were you in the machine?
Not that long, 20 minutes, maybe something like that. I think it's usually 45.
Okay, but mine was only 15.
Oh, then they didn't do it. Unless it's new tech.
It was really intense, though. I put the eye patch on and I didn't open my eyes at all because I started to imagine, like, what if I was in a Hamas tunnel? See, that's the thing I might edit out.
You are mentally ill.
I am. I am. I just got scared. I was like, what if I was in a tunnel? I would be really scared. Or like, what if I was buried alive or something? So then, but I said, every time a thought like that would come up, I would go, nope.
Yeah.
Not right now. Not right now. And I was borderline relaxed. So I did that. Went to another doctor the other day. And I'm going to another doctor next week. It's doctor week in New York City.
So who's on deck?
So back to what do I think is wrong with me? Yeah. I don't know. I get dizzy. And I'm a dizzy bitch.
I see.
Yes. So Lil Frex and the dizzy bitches.
So you think that there's potentially something going on with your brain. So what happens if and when this comes back?
I don't know. It's like I believe it's hypochondria, so I don't even believe anything to happen. So if a doctor were to call me and go, oh, you are riddled with tumors, I'd be like, you're kidding.
Yeah, right. You'd be like, no, I'm just a hypochondriac. I don't have tumors.
No. I was kidding when I said that. Yeah. But thank you for taking me seriously, but I was kidding.
Do you ever go into the doctor's office, like as a hypochondriac myself, I'll go in there and I'll think something might really be wrong with me. But then the second I get into the doctor's office, I'm immediately playing it down because I don't want the truth. I'm like, I hit my elbow, but you know what? It's honestly, now that I'm here, it's not as bad.
Yeah. No, I play it up.
You play it up? I do the total opposite. Because I want the doctor to just be like, yeah, okay. Well, like, clearly you're just like... The worst was when I used to go for, like, STD checks when I was...
Oh, yeah. I'm glad
20s.
I'm out of that game.
I would have, like... I'd literally have, I'd rub against my jeans or something. I'd be like, oh, my God, I have to get that checked out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'd go. And
no, I'll get tested for AIDS every week. I'll get an AIDS test every week.
Yeah.
If anytime they're like, do you also want to be tested for HIV? I'm like... Of course.
Yeah,
and I'm at the dentist, but I'm like, yes, of course. 100%.
Throw it in there.
Who do I have? So next week, I just have my regular physical, but you know I'm going to request a chest x-ray. Oh, I already have it all planned.
Naturally, right.
I'd like to have my lungs looked at, being given my lifestyle. Uh-huh. By the way, what's today's date?
February 1st.
Okay, so we are damn near 2 months, no vape.
I love that. Frex,
not
great.
Okay, so 6 weeks. I don't know. December 12th was my vape date. Mm-hmm. So that's a long time. But then, of course, I'll smoke a few cigs a day, which we know that's not good. But, the vape is quite a victory.
I think that smoking a few cigs is still better than the vaping.
100%.
Yeah.
Retractions. On last week's episode, I said, quote, male nurses are brain dead. Yeah. I'd like to take that back. That was a joke.
Just in case anybody took that too seriously.
In case anyone took that seriously, please understand that I'm just joking. And especially because I'm in the middle of medical week, doctor week.
Right.
It's like fleet week.
Right, right.
I mean, I can't be in bad... I'm genuinely worried that I'm in bad standing with the medical community now.
Right. And everybody loves the troops on fleet week.
Yeah.
You got to shake a sailor's hand.
Yeah. I was reading, some people are saying that Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, is this a real relationship? I do think like that they really do like each other, but I think it's like, what if it's easy to like each other when both people are doing so well and it's so fun? What if Travis had dropped a pass 4 weeks ago and they didn't make the playoffs? What if there was a stampede at the Eras Tour and 15 young girls died and the rest of the Eras Tour was canceled?
You think Travis should be like, ooh, I gotta go.
Yeah, like, I'm not sure.
Football.
It's like, of course you're attracted to each other. Like, you're both like doing insanely well.
Right.
I want to see what happens when there's a stampede at the Eras Tour.
Listen, the Super Bowl's coming up and Travis
is getting
old. He could. You think so? You think it's going to happen so soon?
If they win.
I mean, that talk about a fucking Hollywood ending.
I don't think they're going to get married, but I think he's going to propose because they're genius. What they're doing right now is genius.
So do you think then that it is real or do you think it's fake?
I think they're really dating and I think they really like each other. I'm sure that like a publicist at the beginning was like, hey, you guys should talk.
Yeah.
I know you're not set it up. Like, of course, it's like it's somewhere in the middle. It's not fake and we don't know what it would look like if it was just they worked at, you know. Subway. Like, I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Like, if they worked at the mall together, I mean, we don't know.
Right.
But when someone is doing, like, is crushing it like he's crushing it and crushing it like she's crushing it, of course.
Right.
It makes sense.
I agree. I think that there's, I think that they are, it is a bit of a work, but I tend to agree. I think it was probably like set up originally. And then now there's been a few months of them actually like, listen, let's be honest. He's a big, giant dude.
He's hot. Yeah. Like, why would you not like each other? It's right. amazing. And he's getting a taste. She has that song where she's like, he's chick, Captain exactly. Men. Like, this is her, literally her teenage dream. This is her right. teenage dream.
Right. She's getting dicked she deserves down by this. An NFL player.
She's getting banged right. out.
Right. So okay. I think, yeah, it's hard to imagine that they wouldn't at least be enjoying something, you know, yeah, some aspect of this.
What's not to like? This is fantastic. You get yeah. you get in the car. They drive you. They take you in the separate entrance. You go with all the friends in yeah. the separate glass case. Yeah, and yeah, he's yeah. winning. I mean, right. that's huge. I would right. love to see what would have happened if he was like losing.
Yeah, well, because he was playing bad for a little bit.
Really?
Towards the end of the year, they were like, is this Taylor Swift thing a distraction?
Really?
Because he's also getting old. Like, he's been.
Oh, so he was playing bad. I thought he wasn't.
But he's played. But this is the thing. He turned it around in the playoffs. The okay. last like 2-3 weeks in the playoffs, he's been kicking ass.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, the question is he doing this because the Chiefs always do this in the playoffs? Or is Taylor now giving him strength? In his time right. of need, right. when he needs to bounce back and be Travis Kelce.
Right.
Who's to say?
Who's to say? But I'm sure he was looking for his next thing. And obviously, he's made himself incredibly famous right now.
Right. I just always thought that the timing was a little odd, that like he's been really good for a really long time and you've never really seen him in commercials or anything. And then all of a sudden,
well, obviously, it's like, he's looking at the end of his career. He's going, I right. have to like become, I have to give myself a name because I need to go into media.
Right.
I'm only 34. I have to do something.
Right.
So now he can do anything he wants the rest right. of his life.
100%. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what she really gains from it. I guess it's like getting in front of the NFL audience is never a bad thing as much as she has been. But for him, it's a fucking slam dunk. I mean, now you're right. He's set up to do anything he wants for the rest of his life.
And she's on a whole nother level, too. She was never like the most popular person.
Do you think that the NFL stuff put her over, though, or she's yeah. just having an awesome year?
She's having an awesome year. The tour
yeah.
was so loved by people. She was never, like, the most loved.
Yeah.
This was huge for her to, like, it was, people loved that tour. I didn't yeah. go, but I would have. I right. love a lot of the music.
Right, right.
So, yeah, I don't know. Great moves. So the whole, like, is this a real relationship? I don't even think that applies.
Yeah. We're past that.
We're past that.
Yeah. I agree. I'm with you.
It's tax season, and I'm going to jail. Lock me up, because I did my own taxes, and I'm going to jail.
You did your own taxes? Did you really?
Guess how much my refund is.
You getting money back?
Guess how much.
$65.
$11,000.
No. Yes. No, 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 no.
Guess who's going to jail tonight?
How did you do that math?
I mean, to be fair, I overpaid. Like, I put zero dependents throughout the year. So they take out like 48% of my money.
Yeah.
Up front. So, like, I knew I was going to get something back, but I mean, when I seen that, when I saw that.
So, what'd you do? You just went through TurboTax?
Yeah, because I've been doing an accountant, but I've also been in a situation where I had to do deductions for my business and stuff. So, yeah. like, but this year, I just had 3 simple W-2s. I'm like, I could do this.
Okay.
So I hit TurboTax. And they said, we haven't seen you in a couple of years. I said, baby, I'm back.
Where you been, Frex?
Yeah. They said, what you been up to? It was so easy. Because it literally 3 W-2s. There's no, you beep, bop, boop, bop.
Yeah.
You're done. And then they gave me that number. I said, wow.
So do you think you did them right?
Legal action in, how could I do them? I did 0 deductions. I took 0 credits. I just put in my W-2 information.
Don't taxes freak you out, though?
Freaks me out.
Big time.
Because even though I know, I'm like, I knew I was going to get something back. Because I knew I set it up to overpay yeah. so that I would never owe. But to see a number like that, you do get a little scared.
Of course. Yeah,
you
of course.
You go, that can't be right. Come on.
You go, oh, my God. How would I not owe $11,000?
That's scary. That's so scary.
Because this is the thing. I, you know, like, what is really the definition of tax evasion? Like, how easy is it to just like fuck up and then not?
I don't think if you make a mistake on fucking TurboTax, if they audit me, I'm going to be like, I have 3 W-2s. You can see them. And that's what I put in.
Right.
I didn't claim any children that I don't have. Right. I didn't claim any businesses. I think where people get into trouble is when, let's say they make self-employed, they make $100,000. And then they do $99,000 of deductions for their business. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, I made $1,000.
Right.
And then people are like, well, we'll take a look at that.
Yeah, yeah, right.
even when I'm doing self-employed money and I'm doing deductions, I'm like, they're reasonable and real. Yeah. And like, I have all the receipts and
yeah.
A good accountant is not going to let you
fuck yourself over.
Do that.
Yeah, right.
I think legally they can't
right.
do tax fraud.
Right.
So anyway, but I don't know, like when someone's like, oh, I owe the IRS hundreds of thousands of dollars. I don't know how that. I mean, I should call my dad and ask him. How does it happen? I love you, Dad. I love you so much. No, but I don't know how that happens. Or someone's like, oh, I just didn't pay my taxes.
Well, like
that, I don't know how that happens. I'm always like immediately doing it on time.
I owe the government quite a bit of money still from last year, but I've set up like. Because I made less money last year than I did the year before.
And your self-employment?
Yeah. So, and then I was starting this place up. Uh-huh. So I was putting all my money here where
Oh, so you didn't pay quarterly taxes.
I did, but it wasn't enough.
I see.
It wasn't close to enough.
Do you have an accountant?
Yes. Oh. We just miscalculated how much money. I made ton of money in 2022.
That's on them.
And then I had a lot cut in 2023.
That's on your accountant.
Yeah, maybe I should make him pay the 20 grand.
Well, that's the whole point of having an accountant. So like you tell them like, this is what I'm making. And then they have you pay the quarterly estimates and they should have you pay more than you need to so that you're not ever owing. But you know, what do I know?
I paid like 40 grand in taxes, basically. And I still owe about half of it, which is outrageous.
Yikes. Yikes.
I paid about 20-ish grand so far. And this is why I'm saying as an adult, it does start to like weigh on you a little bit.
It does. And then you see why everyone becomes like a Republican.
Yeah.
You go, yeah, the taxes are too much.
Yeah, right. My accountant, the thing that my accountant kept asking me all year was, where is the money? Where's the
fucking money?
And I was like, what do you mean, where is the money?
Where's the fucking money, like, Mike?
I have to live. I started a business. What are you asking me? Where do you think the money went?
Where's the fucking money? All right, well, I'll call your accountant. I'll be like, I'm looking around the studio. I'll tell you where the fucking money went. Okay, he's got a bar cart with 17 high-end bottles.
There's some Douce.
He has a bottle of Douce and a mannequin with a fur on it over in the corner. He's got 3 black magic cameras in here. He's got more lights than he needs. You wouldn't believe how many fucking wires this guy got.
He got a lot of wires, yeah.
I mean, you could clean these wires up, Mike.
Saturday. We got to get
someone in here
help
you out. We got to get an AV guy in here for you.
That Ronnie's supposed to be the AV guy, but Ronnie
is Ronald.
Yeah.
All right, we have a great episode coming up today. Triborough Trina and Seb is back.
I love it.
Our favorites. The gang is here. And we are going to do a 2009 retrospective. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. See you on the other side if the IRS hasn't come to arrest me over the break. That's what I heard. That's what I heard. Hi. Welcome back from break. We have our boy, our absolute number one top dog, Sebastian Canelli, is back in the studio.
Bow wow.
Bow wow, little baby.
I'm happy to be back. And
our number one girl, Triborough Trina, in the studio.
What up, though?
So here's what we're doing today. I have been, this trend is going around Instagram. And I didn't understand what it was when I first saw it. It said, everyone tap in. Show a picture of yourself when you were 21. Mm-hmm. And the first person I saw posted, I thought that was their wording. And I was like, what a weird bitch just to write like everyone tap in. It was so out of character for this person that I saw. Mm-hmm. Then I realized it's just a trend. And then I go, you know what? I'm going to do it.
And you did.
And I did. And I'm not really the one to be doing that. But I did. And I felt free and I felt amazing.
I loved your pictures.
Yeah, it was Frex with the flex.
Yeah,
yours were a flex.
So
can I tell you the big difference between you then and you now?
My face is melting like a candle.
Closer to Tales on the Crypt, Scott. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'll say this. The only difference between you is you have like smile lines, which makes me feel so happy.
oh, well, I've lived a long life. I've smiled a lot.
I know, but most people don't get the smile lines. And you get smile. And I actually love that you have smile lines.
Yeah. I do have a lot of smile.
Is that offensive to say?
I don't think so.
I actually love it. It makes me so happy that you smile Amazing. That much.
Yeah. Uh-oh. I guess that
She's
is.
She's spiraling.
I'm spiraling. I'm going, yeah. I'm going, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah. No, I like looking like
Frex
that.
Frex is like, oh, that's so funny.
No. I really love that fact.
Trying not to smile.
She'll never smile again. I'm so sorry. I ruined joy for you.
No, I can't smile. I do. I love to laugh. I love to laugh.
Oh, nothing better.
So I posted it. So for me, 21 was 2009. I know this doesn't work because not everyone is the same age. But mm-hmm. Let's just pretend.
Let's pretend.
So it just made me think about 2009. So for 2009, for me, the picture I posted with Michael Pitt, I hope he's doing okay. I don't know if you noticed, but that was like broad daylight.
I was
drinking
ask
a beer.
If that was him.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Okay. So I was a PA on Boardwalk Empire right. pilot. Just the pilot. So the pilot was like, they took 30 days to shoot the pilot. I wasn't a staff PA, so I was like an additional PA. So whenever they would go out on location or whatever, I would go.
Staten Island, right?
A lot of Staten Island. Yeah. I think that was in like an airport hangar in Staten Island. That was like the last night of shooting. So I don't know if you noticed, it's broad daylight. It was like 6 a.m. drinking beers in this like airport hangar.
Incredible.
That was a fun summer. The Boardwalk Empire summer.
Yeah.
Scorsese. I didn't even, like, I was so not not paying attention to what was going on. Like, they would be like, does anyone have eyes on Michael? And I would be like, who's Michael? And they'd be like, Michael Shannon. And I'd be like, again, I ask who?
Stop.
No, like, I didn't even know, like, who was on the show. Yeah. I would see, like, Marty. They would call Marty. Marty's walking. Like, I knew, you know, who that was. But, I mean, they built... I also, you know, I hadn't lived down here yet. I was still living up in Westchester. And they built in Greenpoint, but Greenpoint was like nothing yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they built the boardwalk there.
2009, baby. Greenpoint was nothing.
It was nothing, bro.
I worked in Greenpoint in 2009.
Yeah, it was still all beautiful Polish.
Gorgeous
Polish people.
Yeah. Because the trains were so bad around here. They would never run.
Never run.
And everyone said, don't go to Greenpoint. You'll get cancer.
Because of the plant.
Yes.
Yes. And I worked outside of that plant then for the next many years.
I worked in the plant.
No. Stop.
I worked in the waste sewage treatment plant for New York City.
Wait a minute. Let's just, okay. For the audience, in Greenpoint, there's like this barren industrial area where there's a thing called Broadway Stages there. They call it Little Hollywood. It's taken over the area. I shot The Good Wife there. So I worked there for years. And then there's these big, like... They look like Aladdin towers.
Sure. Reverse big, Hershey like, kisses.
These giant structures that look like big old boobs or something. And they're lit up purple. And it's the shit plant. So the smell there is so overwhelming. It smells like feces.
Yeah.
Now you're telling me you worked inside?
In the height of my pill addiction.
Stop. This is 2009. Tell me.
2009. I was taking Xanax. That was when I drove and I fell asleep behind the wheel.
Okay.
I was on my way to the poop plant.
Of course. Of course.
And I would... I was an intern to the electrical engineers. I would wear a hard hat. I would wear a vest and Timberlands. Yes. And I would carry blueprints from one part to another.
Okay.
And then on my lunch break, I would go smoke weed and do tags around Greenpoint.
I probably saw a few of your tags.
I would slam Taco Bell, and then I would go tag around Greenpoint.
Wait, what was this? The tag, Sebby?
It was Seb. Seb won.
Seb nice. The man, 01.
Yeah. Bass, I went for a while. The big-ass scoundrel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that rocks.
Wait, so we were both in Greenpoint 2009, and you were, I cannot believe you worked in there. Is there any like inside info you can give us on what goes on inside that?
It's
plant?
So, well, first off, it's so necessary for the city. I always preach that like sanitation and like cleanliness is the thing that keeps our city alive.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, everyone there is just wasting time.
Right.
Everyone, because it's a city job. So the longer it takes, the more money that everyone's going to make.
And what do they do there? So they collect what?
All the sewage comes in and they have like a filtration system before they pump it back out into the East River.
Oh my God. Where does the sewage come from?
All the, your toilet bowl from the sewers in the drain. Yes, all the pipes.
Every pipe goes to like some collection site.
And it pumps, and they can't just keep dirty shit water.
Right.
So they pump it through a filtration system because that's the only safe way to put it back into like, the world, and then don't put it in the ocean. They put it in the East River. And then people kayak in the East River.
And then people jet ski. And this has been my lifelong campaign to end jet skiing in the East River because I wouldn't dip a toe in there.
Never.
I wouldn't. And people think this is an aquatic zone. These people are sick. People are sick.
I felt so bad for the dolphin.
Wait, what'd you say?
I felt so bad for the dolphin that got caught in the East River. You don't remember?
He was in no,
the,
I don't remember that.
And they went in the Gowanus Canal. The dolphin's all fucking lost in the Gowanus Canal.
Oh, no.
Wait, so what do they put in the East River? The clean water? Or
yes.
Okay. They pump it back. Mm-hmm. And then where does our tap water come from? Because I drink tap water.
Great. That comes from a reservoir upstate.
Okay.
And it's great because we have a great filtration system here.
Do you drink tap water?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I've heard it's more about the pipes in the building than it is the tap water itself.
No. Facts. No, that's true. No, meaning like if you have old pipes.
Yeah.
If the water is contaminated, it's the pipes, not the water.
Exactly. That's what I'm
saying. For New York. Yes. Yeah, but why New York City water tastes so good is because of the way that we filter the water.
Okay.
There's a book called The Works, and it's all about the engineering of New York City. And I'll give you all the ins and outs of all this stuff.
Okay.
I read it. I was literally snorting Perk 30s and reading books about how the city works. But I'm an interesting soul.
Where did the shit go? If the clean water got dumped back into the East River, what happened to the like tons and tons of shit?
Yeah. They break it down in that factory.
I guess it was.
But then what does it become?
Fumes in the air.
Oh, no. And that's why it smells when I'm trying to do my job. I'm working on Boardwalk Empire. I'm trying to do my job. Okay? Yeah. I'm trying to look for Michael Shannon. And I have this, there's a smell in the air.
Yeah, Newtown Creek it's called.
Yeah, I know. And it's right next to Scrap King, which is where all the junkies bring all of the air conditioners they've found. And they try to trade that in for $13.
You got it.
All day long. It's just a booming business over there. And then you got Christine Baranski going into hair and makeup. You got a lot going on in that area. You got a lot going on. You got me smoking a cig outside. What? Oh, man, it was fun.
Before lavender lattes came along to Greenpoint.
I remember I had never had like a cold brew or anything like that.
Never.
Never.
I was still drinking Monster Energy drinks over then.
Unbelievable. Well, I was Diet Coke, man. But anyway, Greenpoint. So for Boardwalk Empire, for the pilot, when Greenpoint was nothing, and that's how we got on this, when Greenpoint was nothing, they put these shipping containers around a lot so that nobody could see what it was, and they literally built the boardwalk.
Wow.
Yeah, and they put up certain areas that had like green screens so they would make it look bigger than it was. Like all that was shot on a fake boardwalk in Greenpoint when it was nothing, behind shipping containers.
Did they use that same boardwalk for the intro of Mob Wives?
I don't know.
These are important questions.
These are good questions. What was I just going to say? I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I love Mob Wives.
I love Dreeter, as they say.
Yeah.
It's Dreeter, but everyone calls her Dreeter.
Yeah.
Big Ange was a Mob Wife, right?
May she rest.
Of course. And we do shows like this to keep her honor alive.
Yeah. We don't want to forget Big Ange. We don't want to forget Greenpoint before it was anything. What did she die of? Heart attack?
I think cancer.
I think tits got too heavy.
No, she had cancer.
I'm so sorry.
How dare you?
No, she had cancer.
No, she did.
She had cancer.
My favorite quote from her, and she had a lot. My favorite quote was, "I'm the boss and I'll always be the boss." And I'm like, yes, bitch.
I'm the boss and I'll always be the boss.
She had a bar in Staten Island and she would run comedy shows out of it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And she would perform.
And?
Yeah.
She good?
Horrible. Horrible.
She's funny in her own way. She's funny organically.
Yeah.
Of course.
She's Whole Foods funny.
What's Whole Foods funny? I love
it. Like
that.
Organically.
I love it.
Very expensive, very organic.
Yes.
2009, I was living at the 92nd Street Y. Now, if you're not from the city, this might not mean anything to you. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Wait, you were living at the Y?
I lived at the 92nd Street Y for 2 years on the 10th floor. I had the corner suite.
Like a divorced dad with a gambling addiction.
Well, that's where my college dorms were. But there was also divorced dads with gambling addictions there.
Yeah.
It was a very interesting building because it's the only Y, by the way, with any prestige, I would say. YMCA with any. It's got a lot of prestige because they have the lobby. They have this auditorium where they have all these world-renowned speakers come. They do these Q&As. You'll get Bill Clinton down there. You'll get, Sarah Jessica Parker. interviewing Henry Kissinger. Yeah. You'll get the best and brightest in New York coming together.
That's incredible.
At the 92nd Street Y. And then
we have Hugh Grant with Donald Rumsfeld. Yeah. We had all the greats. We say, well, let's get actors and monsters.
We had Joan Rivers interviewing Dick Cheney.
I would pay money.
I mean, it was a cultural hub. Yeah. I remember one time I was just smoking a cig, drunk as fuck, out on the steps, and Howard Dean was there. He was also just chilling, and I was just chatting with Howard Dean. Remember?
Yeah.
Before he lost. Well, he was running for president at the time. But then he lost by going, yo!
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, that's what used to do it? That's what used to kill a political career. Now you can do anything goes. Back then, that man goes, and now on to Nevada! Yo! Everyone goes, he's out. He's out.
This man is unstable.
Yeah, unstable. Can't have it. He's done. Anyway, so the 92nd Street Y. So they had all that going on in the first floor. Third floor was a gym where like Upper East Side moms would go. Fifth or sixth or something floor was a
nursery. Because this was before like Orange Theory and Soul Cycle.
This was YMCA gym. Yes. Even for like the rich moms.
That's what they want.
YMCA gym.
Yep.
And then there was like a nursery school for like rich preschool kids.
Love it.
And then the top two floors were college dorms from Miami Manhattan College. Mm-hmm. So just blackout drunk girls and boys. It was co-ed. And then the top was like a racquetball court.
So above you was racquetball?
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
You know, I was so high, I didn't even... I was not fazed by anything. I was not fazed by anything.
I used to eat chicken palms above a racquetball court.
And?
Delicious. Me and my dad were talking about it the other day.
What do you mean above a racquetball court?
There was this place in Staten Island called Circles. They had family nights.
Okay.
If you bought an adult meal, you got a children's meal for free, and they gave children's size... adult size chicken palms. Because okay. It was rare that we could find a children's meal that would satisfy the big guy. And my parents found a place. It was called Circles, and it was above a racquetball court. So we drive into off the highway to a gym and walked up steps to get chicken palm. So I get above gym life.
Yeah.
Life was simpler back then.
Oh, life so was good. Simple. And it was just like, you know, Armando, the security guy, like bringing back some guests. You're not supposed to have guests because it's like, you can't just have anyone coming in. You know, Trina's security.
Oh, that's right.
I'd be like, Armando, can you give me a break?
Sign in.
Yeah. He's like, all right, let's go. And then our dining dollars, there was a Brother Jimmy's on the corner. And then our dining dollars worked at like some restaurant on the corner. So I would be 2 days in, I would be out of money.
Of course.
Completely broke. Cell phone off.
Ugh.
Just living off the fumes of my Adderall.
That'll get you far.
Fucking writing down quotes. Just looking up quotes and writing them down.
What type of
all
quotes?
Day and all night. Doesn't matter. Whatever kind of mood I was in.
Really?
I'll fucking look up a Hemingway quote. Write it down in my notebook.
I love that. It was before memes.
Yeah.
I used to have a folder in my...
Some e-cards. It was some e-cards was 2009. Do you That's remember right. that?
Wow.
Yes. It used to be you send someone a meme, like, this made me think of you. Well, you send them the meme. It used to be you see a some e-cards that reminded you of your friend and you send it to them.
It would have the Victorian people on it.
Yes. But they had some really funny ones.
They would say a little dirty things.
Yes, I know.
It goes, how could these Victorian people be so crude?
Yeah. So I would just fucking hit up Brother Jimmy's, guzzle down a fishbowl.
You're disgusting.
Head back to the dorm.
Just 12 cigs deep.
Pop 60 milligrams of Adderall and just look up some fucking Hemingway quotes.
Do people talk to you?
And that was life. They did. It's weird, but I don't remember talking to them. Like, I don't remember what I said. People approached me all the time. What did I say? It's hard to know. It's hard to know.
Yeah.
2009, Obama and Biden are inaugurated. Can you believe we've been dealing with Biden? Like, I forget we've been dealing with Biden this long.
It's a long time.
It's a long time.
Biden was cool then, remember?
He was Uncle Joe.
I was in Scranton. Yeah. Were you nuts? They were beating their dicks for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Really?
Yeah, everyone was like, oh, he's been
great. Who are you sorry for?
Yeah, what I was going to say, what are you sorry for?
What, you worried Mike? Yeah. Mike is so homophobic, he can't hear beating their dicks?
I only looked at you because you were talking.
people love Joe. I remember before I transferred and lived in the 92nd Street Y, I went to school in New Hampshire for 2 years. And that's like a battleground state. Mm-hmm. So all the candidates would come there. So I saw like Obama speak in the tiny gym.
Wow.
And I saw like John Edwards. Remember he got canceled for killing his wife? No.
No.
No. No. What'd he do?
He was. He had a mistress, didn't he?
I think
yes,
so.
Yes, he definitely had a mistress.
But he had a mistress, and I think his wife had cancer.
Yeah, and everyone loved the wife. Yeah, that's what it was. And people go, because we love the wife so much, we can't forgive this. Yeah. And she passed. That's what it was. Retracted. He did not kill his wife.
Of course.
But of course. I remember I liked Joe Biden out of all those. He was running that year. And I remember liking Joe Biden out of that whole group. Isn't that sick?
Yeah, it's crazy that you still voted for Trump.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No. See, I already... See, you weren't here for the opening chit-chat, but I promised the audience is a no-cut ep.
Yeah.
And that's usually something I would cut because I did not vote for Trump and I don't want people to think that, but now I can't because I promised the audience no cuts. But I want people to know I did not vote for Trump.
I would never vote for Trump. Here's the thing. I didn't realize this was a no-cut ep.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we do throw jokes around like that.
And then they always get cut. But now we can't. No. And I told the audience, I said, most of what I cut is me diagnosing celebrities with autism.
Yeah.
And jokes like that where I don't want someone to think it's true.
But here's the thing. Most celebs do have autism.
I know.
It's actually a risk. I would say this. If they're a good actor, they're a horrible person to talk to.
Yeah, right. You have to be neurodivergent.
Yeah, yes.
For sure.
Here we go. Keep it.
Here we go. So, okay. That is... I didn't... Listen. Listen. You can't even cut this. I promised.
Okay. We're crushing.
I promise. We're crushing. So Obama and Biden were inaugurated. And I remember watching it at a bar with my friends. And I remember drinking Stella out of like a goblet. And then that's crazy because I remember the inauguration's in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
So what was I doing?
You can't
celebrate.
Something I learned around 2009, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Yes. Wow. Can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Write that down, baby. Write that quote.
That would have gone in my book, my quote book.
Interesting.
I guess it was 2008, the election when he won, but I was still living at the 92nd Street Y.
Yeah.
And I remember we all came out of our rooms, started bugging out. We went to Times Square, celebrating, partying, hanging out with nuns. Everyone was coming together. It was just the best vibe.
Nuns?
Yeah, there was all these nuns. I don't know why. I just have all these pictures of me like with nuns.
Well, there's a bunch of nuns live on 45th Street over there, right by Times Square.
Maybe.
No, I went out with a girl who lived lived with the nuns.
What'd she do for the nuns? Cook?
No, she just lived with them.
Why?
Because it was cheaper rent. If you're a single woman, you can live with nuns for cheaper in New York.
Stop.
I swear to God.
No.
Yes. Look it up. If you're a single woman in New York, you can live with nuns for cheap.
Okay.
And if you're a single man, you can live with priests for free. I'm so sorry.
Now we need to do a deep dive. I've never heard that in my life. Anyway, I remember, that was a crazy night at the Y, the night Obama won. We were so happy.
I remember we were banging pots and pans.
Banging pots. Like everyone in the subway just cheering, like, fuck yeah, this is awesome.
It was incredible.
All different types of people just chilling together. It was an awesome night.
Yeah.
And then, the cut to the inauguration. I guess it must have been around 9 a.m. drinking at the bar.
It's okay, babe.
Yeah.
Scranton has I think the third biggest St. Patrick's parade in the country. So kegs and eggs is like a lifestyle. Like we do kegs and eggs for sure.
Yeah, you'll throw up.
No, because you ain't. You're fine.
I did kegs and eggs in Albany at the college. And then they canceled it the year after because people were just dying.
Why did you go to Albany, did you?
No, but I went there and I stayed up all night and got drunk and shaved my head.
Hell yeah. Just like visiting a friend?
Yeah, I was that type of dude.
Good.
I would show up at, you'd meet me one time, I'd be wild. And then you'd be like, was that man real? Who was that giant? And they would describe me. He was giant, but laughed like a little girl.
2009, January, worst month of the Great Recession. 800,000 jobs were lost. Do you remember the Great Recession for real?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember my phone was never turned on and I had to go into the admissions office and cry because they were going to kick me out. I was like, I don't have any money, neither do my parents. But they gave me like a scholarship. That's all I remember about the Great Recession, though.
What did they say the scholarship was for?
Being so cool. No, it was for people who experience financial hardship, I think.
I don't think that's... Yeah, that's nice.
Financial aid.
Yeah,
financial. Not a scholarship.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Not
I don't
a scholarship.
Mean to nitpick.
Sorry,
but I got a scholarship for academics.
Okay, I got an academic scholarship as well. I graduated with like a 3.8, I think.
Oh, I did 3.9,
and I graduated on time despite my issues. I graduated on time with cum laude.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, I wasn't stupid, but I just didn't have any money.
Well, I'm not stupid either. I'm just lazy.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I'm a coaster.
Wait, so what do you remember about the Great Recession?
I remember the bailouts and that was like a very big talking point. And Obama was like, we got to do what we got to do. You know, whatever the fuck he said.
Yeah, there was something about AIG. Do we remember them? Announces it'll pay $450 million in bonuses to top executives despite its central role in the global financial meltdown and receiving $173 billion in a government bailout. Yep.
And all those fucking scumbags took private jets to the hearings. Remember that?
Scumbags.
The bankers were flying private to go get bailed out.
That's unbelievable.
How do we allow that shit to go down, man?
We don't. That's the problem.
We don't have
control. There just like wasn't a choice.
No, but like the only protest was Occupy Wall Street. Everyone's like, it's annoying.
Yeah.
Occupy Wall Street was really cringy.
Yeah, cringe. Yeah. It's like, why don't we ever have a good, like, we just don't have a good way to say that we're not okay with this.
Yeah, because I support the people that did Occupy Wall Street. I think that was a great, like...
Good idea.
Good idea, but it was literally the worst people I knew that were there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The one guy I knew that would go there would just smoke DMT, and it was before it was DMT, and we just called it the death drug. Mm-hmm. And he'd always be like, yo, Seb, you want to come in my room and hit the death drug out of my bong?
Yikes.
Say, no, I'm good.
And he's like, I'm going down to Zuccotti Park to stick it to the man. You want to come? And everyone's like, no.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to smoke DMT and then go to Wall Street.
Like, it is cringy, but then it's like, yeah, I'm glad that someone went down there and was like, hey, we're not okay with this.
Yeah.
You fucking loser.
This is the problem. Our society, we're all trying to be cool. Being cool gets nothing done.
What if all the cool kids had gone down to do Occupy Wall Street instead? Now that could have really made the difference.
It truly could
have. But we didn't. We were on pills because it was 2009. No.
That's facts. I came from PA. I was like, I'm going to go home for the weekend and go fucking Occupy Wall Street. Yeah. And I never left my block. I just got home and I was like, let me see who's in front of the store. And then I just like smoked weed for 72 hours straight and went back to PA.
You're like, fuck it. What can I do? Man. What if all the cool kids united and made it like everyone was good looking and put together and was just like funny and with it?
No patchouli.
Nothing. And everyone was like, hey, we're not fucking okay with this.
That is the dream.
But why did it never happen?
Because handsome, popular people have their life is good.
I know.
Even if they're poor, they're doing okay.
Yeah. What else about the recession? Do you remember it affecting you in any way?
Nah, not really. I was in college still.
Yeah.
And I had no money. I worked at either the sewage treatment plant or as a waiter at some mob restaurant in Staten Island.
What mob restaurant?
I'm not going to say the name. This is a no-cut episode.
You're right. This is a no-cut app.
How stupid do you think I am?
It's a no-cut app. And what I've learned since going viral on TikTok is someone might actually watch this. It's very unfortunate.
Yeah, that's when shit gets scary.
Yeah, because like how many of the things have we said that will not look good if clipped?
A lot.
That's okay. We can't censor ourselves. We're having a good time. No cut app. And now I'm panicking. It's funny how I go, oh, I don't really remember the Great Recession. And then I was just thinking, I was like, I think my dad lost his business and his house.
Jesus.
I forgot about that. I forgot we were in dire straits. My mom moved to a cottage. She couldn't afford heat.
Oh, my God.
And I was just at the Y.
Your dad was literally train hopping. And
I was like, I'm unaffected. Losers go down to occupy the Wall Street.
Your dad
like, my phone was, the 2009 was like the era of my phone was literally never on. It was always like, you could call me, but I can't call you. I can't send a text. It was always in that half off phase.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they would... Go.
Sorry, even in 2009, texting wasn't even that like a thing.
It was.
Texting was not a big thing in 2009.
It was more the internet. You would talk on Facebook or.
Yeah, you'd make plans on. How sick is that?
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
What's the plan for tonight?
Dude, Facebook Messenger.
All right, keep it short because it's a no cut.
I'm just saying, Facebook. I remember talking to Sebi's point.
That's the realest thing that happened to you all episode. I'm dead. Keep it short. Guys, you're really good.
Everybody loves me talking in the intro, but not when the fun's happening.
A peek behind the curtain. Emma just got, yo, keep it short. No cuts.
I can't cut this. I made a promise to the audience. I can't cut this. So,
just so you know, the normal episodes we record for 3 hours and Mike talks for two.
No. Oh, you guys. Get out. Everybody out of my studio now.
No, I'm just busting his balls.
We're busting his balls. Mike's the man. Yeah, Mike's the best. Awesome. We wouldn't have this show would not exist without Mike.
No. That's right. So, make sure they know that.
It wouldn't. Where would we film it? There are no other studios in New York. Where would
get it? No, it's great to be here.
No, we love Mike. We really wouldn't have a show without him.
Yeah.
Miracle on the Hudson, January 5th, 2009.
Get out of here.
Sully Sullenberger pulls it off. He puts the plane down. The plane, okay, let's see, loses power in both engines. I believe it was Geese, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They took off from LaGuardia. The plane loses power in both engines. Pilot says, Teterboro, not going to work. Newark, not going to work. LaGuardia, not going to work. We're going down the Hudson. And that, Sully, that man puts that plane down in the Hudson without a single death. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing on the news, like, the people standing on the wings.
Yeah.
Could you fucking imagine? Can anyone get us a survivor of that flight to come on the pod? I would just love to know what that was like.
Oh, yeah.
You think you're going to die for sure. We're going down and we're going down in the Hudson River. No one dies and they all come out of the plane and line up on the wings of the plane and are rescued.
To this day, that flight is the reason why I don't take edibles before flying.
Because you need to stay like lucid.
Yeah, I'm not scared of taking an edible and dying because fine, that might actually help the process.
But taking an edible and living?
And then taking an edible and living and having to stand on a wing of a plane in the Hudson?
Taking an edible and having to follow instructions carefully.
Yes. Imagine. And it's just hitting as soon as you're in the sky.
And you're just like, I'm standing on the wing of a fucking airplane in the Hudson River.
And then you look in the front, it's fucking Tom Hanks flying the plane.
Yo! I never watched the movie Sully. So, but what was that guy's deal? Was he like an alcoholic or something?
I think you're thinking of the movie Flight.
Where he was an alcoholic.
With Denzel Washington,
and he crashed it, mm-hmm. right?
But he saved, like, they said that he did a tremendous, like, alcohol didn't affect that.
Oh.
It's actually a pro-alcohol movie, the movie
Flight. Yeah, he's like, they're like, actually, it fucking ripped.
Yeah.
Okay, so but Sully was a good guy, untroubled. I didn't watch the
movie, so. I still think he's a fun reference.
Such a fun reference.
He's one of those references that don't go. I think Bob Barker is still a fun reference. I think Sully Sullenberg, it's the double S.
Yeah. Double S, baby.
Yeah.
On the Sully Sullenberg wave, Somali pirates hijack the American freighter and kidnap the captain.
Wow,
Captain
this is
Phillips,
it.
Who's also played by Tom Hanks, isn't it?
This is amazing.
This is the Tom Hanks year. This is the year Tom Hanks got all of his jobs.
He went
Sully
to the
Sullenberger
news.
And yes. Then Captain Phillips.
Wow.
Is that who, did he play Captain Phillips?
Yeah.
I'm the
captain now. Yeah.
I'm the captain now.
And he read about some guy that was in the airports for days and days.
Yes, that was 2009 as well. Up in the air.
The terminal.
That? Oh, no, then Up in the Air was 2009.
So. Castaway.
Castaway. He
was that
loves...
based on a real thing?
No. But he loves plane movies.
Three Somali pirates are killed by a sniper operation authorized by President Obama, freeing Captain Phillips and ending a multi-day standoff. Great. Love that. Bernie Madoff pleads guilty to his investment scandal. Now, I remember I've definitely... victim blamed Bernie Madoff's victims before. I've definitely defended Bernie Madoff before.
Which is interesting because you feel like a person that would fall in that trap.
That I would fall in that trap.
Yeah.
Why?
You're gullible.
No.
You go with the
flow. No. Oh, you mean you think that I would have been defrauded by Bernie Madoff?
Yeah, I feel like
No, because I don't invest money. This is what I always say. I go, okay, so you were playing in the land of fake money and it ghosted you because you were like, I want to take this money and I want to make it be more money and I don't want it to do anything. I just want it to be more. Don't tell me how.
Sure.
And then you accept the money and then all of a sudden it's not real and you're like, oh, I thought that was real. I'm like, well, you were being greedy to do investments in the first place.
Yeah.
Investing is insane.
You're right.
Oh, my God.
What?
Investing's insane.
Investing is insane.
It's insane. Like when it doesn't work out, I just don't feel that bad. Now, of course, because I am saying this, I will, of course, be scammed.
Of course.
I'm next.
So anyone with a portfolio, you go?
Scum.
Scum of the earth.
Scum of the earth. You got a Roth IRA? Scum.
What about the Dow? How does it feel?
I mean, I have $50 in the stock market.
Robinhood?
Yeah, in Robinhood. In a company called Matterport.
What do they do?
They do 3D mapping on your phone. And I thought it might become valuable because when the metaverse starts popping, something about 3D mapping felt like it might be valuable. But I just want to be clear. I took $50 and I turned it into $23.
It's amazing.
I also had $1,000 of a stock called Neo, which is a...
Mm-hmm, the I'm
not
Matrix.
Sure. Yes, correct. Maybe. It's an electric vehicle company. I forget. I don't know if it's from China or Japan or where. But that has also lost 50% of its value. But do I cry about it? No, because I was asking for fake money.
And you go to the source now. You just gamble.
Yeah, I will. Like, that's something that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What's your investment portfolio looking like?
Me? Yeah. I think I just transferred $1,000 from checking savings to checkings.
Okay, great. I do that
so
too.
I'll pay rent. So
now do you also have? So I have my savings and my checking rate on my phone, and I just transfer all the time back and forth.
Well, back
nothing
and forth.
Is sacred. It's the same account.
It's amazing.
It's the same account.
It's and I have it set up that I move $5 a day from checking to savings.
Yes.
And then just take the money out of the
and
savings.
And you'll take it back at the end, of course. Yeah. Trina, any investments?
Oh, yeah. I have a 401k.
Really?
Whoa.
Of course. I've been.
What do you mean, of course?
I'm a professional woman.
That's right. You are.
I'm a business.
You're ahead of
woman.
Us. Okay. So tell us about
I wouldn't. Well, I don't, you know. I have a 401k and I have a Roth IRA.
Okay. So tell us what the Roth IRA is.
Couldn't tell you.
Well, okay,
no.
How much money you put in it?
$6,000 a year, which is the cap.
Okay.
And, my understanding is that you put in money that's all, so like the 401k is pre-tax. So then when you take it out, when you retire, you pay tax on that growth. The Roth, to my understanding, don't come for me in the comments, people. You put in already taxed money and then you don't pay tax on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Okay.
Either way,
this?
I'm just trying to
get a Roth.
Up.
Get ETFs. That's what you got to get.
You can't touch a Roth till you retire either.
ETFs. I only got HPV.
Yeah.
I know.
You wouldn't even know.
Very
if you
good,
did.
Sam.
No, I know.
Boys don't know.
Yeah, boys don't know.
No,
I'll tell you one thing.
Q-tip up once.
Boys know if they have HPV.
There's no test.
Oh, my pishka deal.
I don't know about that. Maybe.
I'm trying to flex.
I had it 1 year.
You did?
And then the next year, 2 years later, it's gone. Sometimes it just clears itself from your system.
Yep.
But I had to get the procedure where they scrape.
Yeah.
To test.
The colposcopy.
Colposcopy.
Oh, no.
Actually, I'm in the middle of New York City Doctors Week where I go to all the doctors. And I had a little something removed yesterday.
Oh.
But no cut, so I don't want to get into it.
Okay, cool. Let's not get into it.
Oh, but now I do. But now this is, see, now you see why we cut, because this whole interaction of me going, should I say it or not?
Okay. Don't say it. You deserve to keep things to yourself and process on your own time.
That's okay, true. You're right.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson is dead.
man, another great pedophile lost.
We lost another pedo.
This country, pedo after pedo. You don't like this because you're a fan of him. I can see you're getting
Trina
furious.
I'm not getting furious. I haven't seen the movie. I heard it's damning.
It's damning.
Why haven't you seen the movie?
Because that's like, it would make me actually physically sick.
Yeah.
I can't listen to that shit.
Yeah.
Because you want to still like him or?
No, I just can't hear about people's
great.
Trauma. Like,
yes, yeah. I feel you.
I believe you. Yeah. I'm a still play like smooth criminal every day.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I don't care.
You know? I kept one R. Kelly song, but I got to keep a handful from my...
Which one?
Which one?
Ignition? World's Greatest?
No, actually, it's...
A B-side?
It is a B-side. It is a B-side.
I wish.
No.
That was my favorite.
I'm a flirt with T-Pain. Oh, T.I., who's also problematic.
Also around 2009, right?
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
I'm a flirt.
Soon as I see you walk up in the club,
I'm a flirt.
Yes.
Incredible. We all know the exact same amount of lyrics.
Yeah.
Oh, I know the whole thing. It's a no cut app. I know the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm being respectful.
Yeah, no cut app.
I'm
no
sorry.
Cut
thank you.
We're also like, the no cut app is hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm panicking multiple times. I panic.
Me too.
There's no out for this.
Where were you when you found out Michael Jackson died?
I was on the set of Boardwalk Empire and they started playing it over the walkie-talkie.
His songs?
They started playing his songs over the walkie-talkie.
And then
and they were like, Michael Jackson is dead. And I was completely unaffected.
No, I was devastated. I was...
Really?
Story of 2009. I was in Scranton, Pennsylvania. and my friends just came to visit from Brooklyn. And as I'm downstairs helping them with their stuff, my roommate like just screams, runs out to the balcony and same thing. She's like, Michael Jackson's dead. And we're the three of us are like, what?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't affected, but I wasn't here. I was so high on drugs.
Yeah.
I wasn't even here.
I was at, because it was the summertime, right?
Yes.
June. Yeah.
I was at a Staten Island Yankee baseball game, and me and my friends were playing bowling, which is that we would get a 24-pack, and we would drink it before the game, and then we'd take the beer cans, and we'd roll them under specific cars, so it looked like they were getting hammered before the game.
Hey, at least you're being creative.
I know. Yep. What can I say? I'm an artiste.
When Michael Jackson died, it crashed the internet.
Oh, really?
Several major websites and services such as Twitter. Because at the time, I don't think the internet was as popping or as able to handle.
It wasn't. There was Twitter in 2009?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
It must have been like early adaptation. I think it was just Ashton Kutcher and Only was on it.
Oh, this was like for people with Blackberries.
Maybe.
Truly.
I don't even know.
No, we had iPhones in 09.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, no. There was, I think.
I was in college.
It existed. It existed, but...
But no one had it. It wasn't accessible.
I was tweeting in math class, for sure.
I had the LG Envy.
Me too! The green one! Legit, bro. The green one!
That was the phone of the cuties.
Frex, if I promise to set a one-minute timer, can I tell you a story about July of 2009?
Yes.
That will illustrate...
Don't set the timer.
No, I'm going to set a timer.
It's a no-cut app. What if she goes off?
I'm going to set a one-minute timer.
What if she loses us? It's a no-cut.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Stop.
July.
Go.
It was
July 2009. It's just to illustrate the point. Okay. I'm sitting in the mechanic getting an oil change. Mm-hmm. I get a call on my phone. My friend who went to school in Chicago is from Brooklyn, the same one who was with me when Michael Jackson. Okay. She calls me. She goes, hey, I'm in blank, blank part of PA. How far is that from you? I never heard of it. The mechanic, never heard of it. I go, well, why? What's up? She goes, my car died. I go, okay. She goes, can you pick me up? I said, well, let me see. I look, it's 4 hours away. I said, bitch, no. It's like almost in Ohio. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bitch, no. She's like, okay. So we hang up. And then I wait, and then I wait, and I'm like, well, if I don't pick her up, what is she going to do? Very long story short, I'm at 40 seconds already somehow. I had to go on
economy of words, Trina.
I had to go on yellowpages.com to find the KFC that she was at in the town she told me she was at to track her down because her cell phone died. She gave me the address of the mechanic who was going to buy her car from her for $75, still not getting her on a bus to Chicago.
Wow.
I printed out MapQuest directions.
That's it.
I want everyone to know this. I printed out MapQuest directions. I had no money. I called this dude I used to fuck, and he was a drug dealer, and he had money, and I said, I need your money. So we both got in the car, and we drove and picked up my girlfriend and two other people she was with and just kept going to Chicago. With MapQuest, I found this bitch midnight.
Unbelievable.
In a broken down mechanic place. It was like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre town.
And she was probably having the time of her life.
She was hysterically crying because her boyfriend was illegal and the Department of Homeland Security came and took
him. Oh, damn.
It was bad.
Stop. Oh, my God.
They don't do that anymore either.
Wow. I've only had positive memories at KFC.
Well, also, that's a testament to 2009, too. Department of Homeland Security. God bless you.
Yeah.
Shit was still popping.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Department of Homeland Security. I don't even hear about that shit anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. DHS.
MapQuest, though. The MapQuest hits for me. Mm-hmm. Number one song, Empire State of Mind, Jay-Z and Alicia Keys. Have you ever been more proud? What? No? Not 2009?
That song was 2009. It wasn't number one in my heart.
Okay, yeah. But on the charts, let me tell you.
I was in Times Square today and they were playing it.
Yeah.
When I was abroad recently, they play that song nonstop.
Nonstop.
And people love it.
I remember I was when I was PAing one time, I was driving a van for this like British reality show about people who make cake. And then it was like these two like big British women in the back and that song came on and we're stuck in traffic and I'm driving this van and I'm like, what have I done in my life to deserve this? They're just in the back looking out the window going, in New York, concrete jungle where dreams are made of, there's nothing you can't do. Like traffic. They sang the whole song in that high-pitched British voice.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
Nothing's funnier than two fat British women. Truly.
By the way, who loved the Queen. They were devout royalists. I remember that. They like loved the Queen. Like their life was for the Queen.
Two fat British women saying anything gets me going.
In New York. Brittany Murphy is dead.
I got 100 guns and 100 clips. I'm from New York.
Wait, so we just had it. So this would have been a cut, but we can't cut because there's no cut app.
What I do?
I said Brittany Murphy is dead. And you started saying, I got 100 clips. I'm from New York.
I'm sorry. But Brittany Murphy died.
She's dead.
Jerked off to her.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Kanye West says, I'm going to let you finish. 2009.
Wow. That was that Grammys?
Yeah.
Wow.
Kanye Taylor. There was a lot of Taylor going on in 2009.
There was. There was a lot. When I was
she
on
was
the
dating
Billboard,
the Twilight guy, Taylor Lautner.
Taylor Lautner.
Oh, right.
She loved him as an ex.
Yeah.
She was 19 or 20 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's good, man.
Yeah, you can't, at this point, you can't not be Team Taylor.
You can't be. Yeah, you can't be against her. She's good.
She is good. And I think that what she has with the whole, like, being the all-star woman in the world.
She's so positive, dude. Like, it's beautiful.
And I love how much he loves her. Like, I think it's a good example for men how much Travis Kelce is proud of his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yep.
Here's another good example for men. The Jersey Shore debuts.
Oh, yes. I was going to do a bump today.
Yo, I used to do the bump. I used to do the bump. The Jersey Shore debuting finally gave words to my life experience that I did not. It gave a voice so I could tell people this is what I've experienced in my life. It was hard to explain my town. And then I go, but have you seen Jersey Shore? It's like that without the shore.
Yeah.
It was finally like a marker, a goalpost that I could say, this is what I've lived.
Incredible. I felt so seen.
Seen. Or I felt like I didn't feel seen, but I felt like my environment was seen.
Yeah. Like people could understand the trauma that you felt because those were the best of the best of the place that you're from.
Right. Those are the cream of the crop.
That was it's
I lived with the people who didn't make the show.
Yes.
Okay.
Now imagine Snooki, but worse. Snookier. Yeah.
I literally still love that cast.
Yeah.
I love JWoww. I think JWoww was so pretty.
Yeah.
Did she have work? Like, what's going on?
Oh, did she have work?
What?
Are you kidding? Yeah.
What? Did the bear shit in the woods?
What?
A child jumped from a building and landed on her tits.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I know, but she looks. I think
those
she
things
looks,
are balloons.
She looks so good.
She had a lot of work done on her face.
Okay, but she had a good doc. I think she had a good doc.
You know, I don't.
You don't think so?
I think that she should have stopped a while ago.
I don't. I think she should keep going.
I think she's not enough.
I think she hasn't done enough. I think she looks great.
Yeah.
Kickstarter launched. I see you disagreeing with me over there. Kickstarter.
No, I'm still waiting on that fucking toaster that also irons a shirt. You dirty bitches. No, I don't know.
I don't even know half of the. I don't know any. Okay, Lady Gaga had the big album that year.
Wait, yep. Kickstarter started. That's interesting. Yeah.
And that was, you know, the pre-GoFundMe. But that was the first year that people could get hit by a car and ask people to help them out.
And that's when the government realized we don't need health insurance.
Yeah. But Kickstarter was a lot about, like, I'm making an indie movie, etc. And then, like, GoFundMe really opened it up to, I broke every bone in my body. and I lost my job.
But
that's what it is. I've broken every bone in my body and I don't have a job and my daughter has Graves' disease. Jesus.
I just got fired from Walmart.
Yeah. And I go, I'm down. I'm in for 10.
Anonymous.
I'm in for 10. Of course anonymous.
Under 50, it's anonymous.
If I do under 50, it's anonymous.
You got it.
Do you ever just see someone post like a GoFundMe and then you go and just look at who's donated?
100%. Every time.
And you go, should I donate? I guess. Well, let me see who donated first.
Of course. I want to see if I want to be a part of the cloud.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
And Kickstarter was wild because people would always be asking for short films.
Short films.
And then I look and they'd be on vacation. You can't go on vacation and then do a Kickstarter.
You know what? I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So let me just real quick explain my toaster comment. Because I always took Kickstarter to be more of like pre-Shark Tank.
All the
Kickstarters I saw were not GoFundMe. It was more like, hey, I have this idea.
Also true. I think that was, yes, I've invented a pasta. A pasta that is made of plastic or something. I don't know, whatever it is.
Yeah, all those QVC products.
Yeah.
My mom and dad once for Christmas bought me a container that you could make pasta in the microwave because they were worried I wasn't getting pasta fast enough to my fucking mouth. My parents were worried they had to wait 12 minutes to eat. They go, we got to get the boy pasta faster. We got to get some this guy pasta faster. My dad goes, I'm worried about Sebastian. Can he wait the 12 minutes for the pasta? So thank you, Kickstarter.
I don't even know. I could read you the albums, but you wouldn't know them either. Grizzly Bear, Dirty Projectors. Isn't it crazy? This was still like all indie alt music was the pop music still.
Yeah.
Isn't that disgusting? Miranda Lambert.
Right after My Chemical Romance mm-hmm. and like all that stuff.
The Avett Brothers. This would never fly today.
Nah.
Although I am on a Zach Bryant kick. I'm entering country era. Mm. Zach Bryant. Anyway, any other thoughts about 2009?
I loved it.
As I said to you today, Trina, we had it all and we still weren't happy.
That's right.
I mean, to be a size 2 again.
Ugh, I never was.
Yeah.
I've always had a big back.
Yeah.
It's from swimming.
You mean what?
I thought you meant backside.
Well, that too. Yeah, forget it.
Yeah.
I was never a 2 in jeans. My God.
I never had no butt.
I was born with it.
No
I
cut app.
I have the whole video.
See how that landed? Normally, audience, I would have cut that out. You see how it landed? It landed like a dead brick.
What did you want me to say to that?
Nothing. You should have said, yay, bitch, you still don't have no butt.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Well, I need a desk and use Frex's ass. Is that what you want me to do? You want me to riff on your butt?
I love 2009. If only I could have known what I know now.
Oh, God.
And been... Yeah. Done 2009, but that's not how it works, and that's never how it works. You're happiest later, and that's always how it is, and that's beautiful.
If there was one thing, what I would buy a stock in Apple, right?
Yeah, listen.
But if there was one thing, what would you guys do different from 2009?
I would. I mean, it's not a fun answer.
Okay, so forget it.
You can give a not a funny answer.
I would just not do pills. I would focus more on people I love.
Yeah.
Try to help people that were struggling.
Yeah.
Rather than get involved.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, of course.
For me, the only thing I ever want to do again is not start smoking. That didn't happen in 2009.
Yeah.
That's my big time machine wish. If I had a time machine, I would never have smoked.
Yeah, I get that.
Don't you love how we get so serious at the end of the apps?
It's okay.
I do love it. People need to know.
Because we're getting cozy. I imagine people, they listen to the pod as they're like doing the dishes and then they get comfortable at night.
Yeah.
And then we get a little, because you get a little soft at the
then
end.
Then we get a little, you know, a little soft.
We get a little sentimental. And
all right, Mike wants us to wrap it up.
Oh, God.
Here he goes.
Here we go.
Listen, God bless 2009. God bless all of you guys. I'm so happy to be back with you. I love when you're here. And that's it. No cut app. What'd you think? Drop a comment. Don't you wish there was some cuts?
comment what part you wish we cut from the episode.
Comment
the most cuttable parts.
Yeah, please comment the timestamp of what you wish we had cut.
Yeah, that's amazing.
See you next week. I could not love you all more.
Love you, babe.
Bye.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.